Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
Utah Warriors, hashtag for the nation. They've been going with that one for a while, but can we do better?
Can we do better? I wonder.
Hashtag Warrior Nation.
Let's check the Utah Warriors website where they urge us to awaken your inner warrior.
I think that's good. I think that'll get like a 10% boost in fans.
So okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just that phrase alone.
Experience the rush of Utah Warriors rugby. And it is, they are a fun team to watch.
They've never been known for their defense. It's a fast pitch out there in Harriman, Johnny. They win games like 46-35, usually.
You love to see it.
Usually at home, too.
You would love to see a little defense, you know, in there. Like, the defense wins championships. How many championships have they won?
In defense of their defense, it's more fun to score tries.
It's fun, and we're, again, all about creating a good fan experience, so... Let's go, yeah. Mika.
No championships, Johnny. Unfortunately, I think in their 7 years, there's two playoff appearances. One in year one, where there are 3 wins, 5 losses. So not great, the track record. But Tommy, just to survive in this league financially, you got to be doing something right.
True that.
I think they are.
They have the most badass mascot in the league, too.
They do.
Koa the Panther. Who can forget his viral clip on the motorcycle? Tommy forgot it.
I forgot. Yeah. I don't remember that. I do not remember that.
I think it was Mac Mason was setting up for a conversion, and he just drives in front.
I do remember.
That was good. Okay. We want more of that, Koa, if you're listening.
And up in the front row, they have the least neck. They have Team No Neck with Paul Mullen. Tuveri Vugakoto. Absolutely no neck. Yeah, I think he swallowed his neck. They got Emerson Pryor. They've got a... Oh, and Jeremiah Nwesi. They've got Team No Neck. So, other teams may have Team Hair. They also have Team Hair with the Crusade brothers.
Yeah. And Caleb McKinney. Back from the NPC. He's a playmaker. He's a ball-on playmaker.
Good flow.
Yeah.
Man, I'm jealous of that flow. Solid.
Tommy, I think Utah's going to surprise us this year. I think they'll make the playoffs, and then it's the ultimate question of, did you get that home quarterfinal, right, or are you getting on a plane and traveling?
I agree.
So if they manage to make those top two spots in the West, I think they win that home quarterfinal. I think they find themselves in the semi because... It's hard to play it out, too. You get gassed, you know, you run out of air.
Yep, that's key. And to me, the key is, this is going to be the defining factor for their season. If Paul Lasique can come out of the gate and he has his power stash, then they win. If he doesn't have his power stash,
it's a coin toss.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard road.
That's the juice they have.
That's the juice.
The stash.
All right, well,
stash.
You heard it here.
We really dove deep in our entire season preview. And if you listen to them all, thank you very much. You know, you are the reason we get back on the mic every single year.
We do it for you.
I think we learned that we're not a week in, week out podcast, you know, just three guys living their life.
It's more a vibe thing. Like,
it's a vibe.
It's the vibe, right, to record today. Yeah.
There's been many times where we've come over and it just wasn't right and we just end up playing.
You can't force it, man.
3-on-3 basketball. Not
just
even.
Let it rip.
1-on-1-on-1.
21. We're playing 4.
Let the boys play. Any final thoughts, fellas, on Utah, on MLR as a whole, 2024? What are we going to send our crowd out on?
Well, some say that the West is the best, and there'll be some shouts from the East, because they're loud, right? The Bostonians, the Chicagoans, they're loud.
Hey,
wow. Well, we hear you.
I know.
And we want to see you. We want to be there. We want to make some road trips, so...
And we're not denying New England.
We're going to be looking. Yeah,
New England's the defending champ. It's just the West looks the West hardier.
And clam chowderier. No, that's the East. That's the East.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to be on the road. So we'll be hitting you guys up for, some festivities. Wherever you are, let us know. Give a shout to the voicemails.
Call the voicemail. What's the number? I don't remember.
What's the number?
Google phone. 720-259-8822.
We got a voicemail somewhere.
I think it's 720-259-8825.
There you go.
Somewhere in the recess of my brain. Call the voicemails.
You know what? It is, and it will go to somebody else, because like I said, Google kicked us off due to inactivity. Uh-huh. We'll get a new voicemail line for you. Email the show. RugbyPickem@gmail.com.
Send us a fax, smoke signal. Harpo, we know you're out there. Hello.
Blink twice, hello. Harpo, if you're being held against your will.
We'll be out there on the road. You'll see us. You'll hear us. And go rugby. Pick 'em. Up in the front row, they have the least neck. They have team no neck.
It's more a vibe thing. Like,
it's a vibe.
Is the vibe right to record today? Yeah.
Who can forget his viral clip on the motorcycle? Tommy forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
Some festivities. Wherever you are, let us know. Give a shout. You'll see us. You'll hear us.
Know your role.